Welcome back, guys. Yes, it's the final episode for PG2 Workshop 2020, and we are so happy to have you here. Down from the first episode to the seventh one, man, you guys are the real MVPs, and we are so glad to have you. It's still your favorite boy, PK, on the podcast. So today we're going to be talking about the final course, which is winning strategy. This is the most, or one of, should I say one of the most, these are the main things to know. These are what the judges are actually going to be looking out for. So just sit tight with your bottle of wine and let's spill this tea. Thank you for coming.
Something wrong, I never said I was the same. I wonder, when I cry into my hands, I'm conditioned to feel like it makes me less of a man. And I wonder if someday you'll be by my side, tell me that the world.
Okay, welcome back. So let's move it, let's kick it now. This is the finale, don't forget, this is the final episode for PG2 Workshop 2020, and it's an honor, like, having you guys. We don't know how to, you know, appreciate you for your perseverance, for staying till now. Many people left, trust me, many people left from the onset of this workshop, but you're still here. That's to show that you are really meant for stardom. So we are going to take our course street winning strategy. You know what winning is, you know, it's so exciting to win something. So winning strategy, strategy is actually a plan, an intended plan, you know, to accomplish something. So winning strategy, you want to win something, so you have to have a backup plan to make sure that you carry out your goals and anything you want to achieve successfully. Me, most of the times when I do anything I want to do, I make sure I plan. I have strategic plans, strategic settings that will really help my pageant contest or whatever I'm putting my hand in. You get, so I make sure that I plan ahead. So we are just going to make a very, very short podcast. We're not going to make it very long today. So we are looking at the word spec. That is what I tag the strategies as for pageant personalities. So spec, SPECC. So this spec is something that you should always have at the back of your score, at the back of your hands, at the back of your heart, anywhere you are, any day, as long as you're contesting. So what is this spec? Spec is a short form for my pageant strategy. If I'm to judge, if I'm to contest, this is what I'm going to look out for, this is what I'm going to plan on. You get, these are going to be my strategies for winning other for making sure I win other contestants. You get, so spec will start from S. S here is talking about the smart work. You get, smart work in the sense that you play smart in the game. You get, most of us, I used to hear hard work, but the wise ones will tell us smart work pays. You get, now instead of you to go through the rigorous action or the rigorous stress, you make things easier. You get, smart work, you make things easier. Now let's say if you're voting now, you want to people to vote for you. You get, you want people to vote for you. Instead of you to actually instead of it, let's say they are voting for you for one pageant online, instead of you to, you know, use your money to start paying people to vote for you, you can actually, I know somebody that visited the hostel, her hotspot, and she shared the link to a lot of people, and they were just voting, like her vote was just boom, boom, boom. And she made it to the top 20 of the pageant, and she was able to get into the house or the camp. You get, so you work smartly. Sorry about that. You work smartly. You try to show forth some skills that, you know, other contestants will not even dream of having. Okay, for instance, let's say you get to your pageant venue and you see the crowd, they are full of old people, you get, and you have a talent. Let's say you wanted to twerk or wanted to do something that won't be pleasant or to that they won't like. So your smart mind should always be ready to, you know, put up something else, put up another talent, you get. So that is the example I can give. So whenever you're contesting for a pageant, try to work smartly, try to think fast, try to make sure that it's not about the hard work you get. Try to pull people. What I used to do most times, I create group chat. I don't even pilot that group chat. I create the group chat and make my close friends, you get, involved very well. So they take up the matter for me. Let's say I'm going for MBGN, the male MBGN or anything, Mr. Nigeria. I'll just, because of the rigorous stress that will be on me, I'll just, you know, create the group, add my friends for, you know, for them to coordinate the whole, when I will not be around, you get. So what they are going to do for me is that they are going to, those places I'm supposed to fill in and do some things, they are just going to fill it for me. So that I'll have time for myself and I'll have time to prepare for the pageant. But most of us, we don't even think like that. We just, boom, we're in a pageant and we are carrying all the burdens ourselves. We are working hard, we are doing this, we are the one costuming ourselves, we are the one making up ourselves. No, you don't need all of that. You need to make yourself light. Don't forget that it's a pageant. It's already attention stuff. So you need to make yourself very light. You need to, you know, you need to free your mind. You need to let some things go. So you have your makeup artist, you have your wardrobe stylist. A lot of things might be running through your mind. Will I win? Will I do this? Will I do that? When you have all those people settled, you can even think, you get. So that is the kind of smart work I'm talking about. You have to work smart. You have to think maybe intellectually too. You have to work smart. You have to construct your English. You have to construct your diction. You have to know how to answer questions. And this is one criteria for me for you to win. Trust me, smart work. So smart work is something that you should have. So we'll go to the next one, which is the P. The P is your physical display and poise. We've talked about that in your pageant proceedings. Make sure that you have danced or sang to your friends before you come on stage and they rate you. You get, most of us, we just feel like we don't need friends. My dear, we need people. We all need each other to survive. So make sure, let's say that mentor you have, you can actually try to do your dress rehearsal in your display and everything, you get. It really help. Or in front of your mirror can be your judge, you get. So your physical display, we've already talked about physical display, your outings and everything. We've talked about it in pageant proceedings. So this is a thing you should look seriously into. You get, your physical display carries a lot of mark. You get, your costuming, your poise. You can also call this P, poise, because it carries a lot of things for you. You get, your poise, your performance. You get, that's what this P stands for. So that one is very, very simple and self-explanatory. Try to make an A game in your performance, in your physical display, you get. So the next one is your experience. For they said experience is the best teacher. For me, yes, I believe in pageants. From one pageant to the other, you learn a lot of things, you grow, you get. So let's say for your experience now, you have to let's say if you have contested before that, if you have contested before, it's going to play. Trust me, it's going to always play. You're going to be so matured at everything, you get. So try to get more experience. That's why getting experience doesn't mean that you should fall for fake pageants. You should not check the pageants. You should not, you know, go through the pageant before contesting. Make sure you try to go to an authentic pageant, at least, let's say, 60% or 50% authenticity, you get. Make sure you try to check the pageant. Then you start from a simple pageant. I told you one of the best platform for me is school pageant. School pageant really helps, you get, especially at the climax of it. Maybe you're a faculty queen, you're a departmental queen, you're a national departmental queen, you're a national faculty queen, because I've contested for all of that and yes, I've won. Or you are the school king, the Mr. Unizik, Mr. Da. All those are the real experience, like the real stages you need to get to, you get. For me, I don't really feel outside pageants. From that place, you can just go straight to an international or a national pageant, trust me, because you get a lot of things. Just try to make sure you have up to 3 pageant background before you hit that international or national sport, that kind of pageant you want to hit. You get half the experience, because it will surely show by the time you come out, by the time you wave your hand, by the time you do your work, your everything is going to show. The experience will just pull, and the experience will make me, for me, I'm going to crown you, because I know you've been in the game, you've been consistent, so why not crown you? And for you to be consistent means that you have a post purpose, yes, and this will really help my brand and really, you know, make you grow more. So why not? I will just crown you. So your experience should show. Try to get the basic experience from any pageant, an authentic pageant. So we move to the next one. I'm trying to rush so that we'll be done immediately. So we are looking at your confidence. How are you talking? How is your interaction with the judges and the camp? You get, it's not just about being bold. Are you confident? You get what you're saying. Are they making meaning to you? How are you communicating? What mannerism are you using? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. You get, I've seen bold people, but they lost their confidence along the line. You get, sometimes the judges throw you a question and you go off balance. You get, most times I see my confidentiality, or what do I call it? I see the confident personality when we ask that questions, like if you become the pageant queen, what are you going to do for the brand, or what is your pet project? That's when you know the people that are confident, because people start shaking. They don't know what they are doing. They don't even know what they are contesting for. You get, so confidence is needed in this game. For instance, let's say sorry about that. Let's say you're being called for your creative dressing, and now the judges will ask you, please, can you kindly explain what you are putting on? Like, explain what brought about what you're putting on. The only thing that will make that part an A for you is how well you define what you're wearing. And there's this particular tone confident people used to have. Like, there's this sound they make, trust me. Once I don't need to see you talk for me before I judge. Once I see a pageant, once I go for a contest and I see people seated and, you know, they start coming out, the contestants, I'll just say, this person is going to win. And I'll be like, how did you know? You get, confidence really shows in everything you do on stage. You get, so when you're interacting, your mannerism from the campaign, my dear, winning strategy, always show up what you have. Don't wait till the grand finale, maybe during camping, before you start showing that you're confident. As you go there, interact, show that you're confident, people will begin to, you know, reject, and who is this person? Ah, she's going to take my crown and all of that. So you have to pull your confidence, you have to bring out your A game. You get, so confidence is needed. I said confidence is your interaction with men answering questions in the camp and all of that, and your mannerism. You get, your diction and everything, your display is going to show. You get, so confidence is really vital, and we don't need to neglect it. It's very important. It makes you stand out. So we'll go to the last one, which is your charisma. Now, I used to say something, I used to tell my co-judges something. I'll tell them that if this person is not actually smiling for me, you can't win that crown. You get. And they used to laugh, but I don't know why I used to say, but for me, I feel this is one of the climax. Pageant, the only thing that differentiates pageant, pageantry and runway model is that smile. So the difference has to be there. You need to show that you're not here for a runway. You get, so when you miss out, I feel you straight up. You get, I have series of contests to start working on pageant and all of that from January. You get, so I'm really working on what I'm looking out for. You get, so your charisma is needed. Your charisma is like your smile, your body language. Oh my God, they'll be like, who is this person? Where is she coming out from? Gosh, like the judges will be wowed. You get, so your charisma is very important. So make sure you always smile on stage. You get, they give best smile, they give award for that. Your body language, oh God, I envy some pageant queen. Me, I seriously wish maybe God can just give me a chance. Let me be a girl for like 10 minutes and show the ladies what, as in what they can do with their charisma, their body language. Men, I've seen a lot of queen, like, they really bring the A game. You get, for example, if you see Queen Anyanwu Adanna, one of the queens we had for the podcast session, if you see her on stage, you will not even believe she was the one talking, my dear. She brings, as in her career, her body language, her smile and everything is on another level. It's like she took some, you know, she took something. She always brings her, she's one of the best person I've seen. Like, she's so dramatic, everything, and that's the act of pageant, you get. So your charisma has to be unique and everything. So confidence, smart work and charisma, all these things I've mentioned are winning strategies in PGT workshop for us. These are your winning strategies. Confidence is to being outspoken, you get, it's to being, you know, interaction, your mannerism, that is where we look for it. That's where we look at when judging you for confidence. And your charisma is your smile. Don't ever forget, your charisma is your smile and your body language, how you know, how you talk to us with your body. Oh my God, like, I really enjoy when pageant queen, you know, like, use their body dramatically. Like, it freaks me and it's really nice. So this is where we are going to end tonight's podcast. It's a very simple thing. Spec, have it at the back of your mind, your smart work, your physical display, or you call it performance, your what else, or poise, your experience, your confidence and your charisma. This is what we are looking at, spec with a double C. So try to have it. This is what the judge, that, trust me, if you go to a campaign, ask questions on what the judges are going to judge, you'll see that these things I mentioned are not outside, they are in the box. This is what they are looking at. And for your performance, they look out for your culture very well, because your costuming, everything is under that place. So you need to bring out your A-game. So this is where we stop for tonight episode of the final podcast for PGT Workshop 2020, to show that you are one of the early birds, one of the first people that listen to this podcast. Send us, I am grateful for PGT Workshop 2020. That's to let you know, that's to let us know that you are the first, second, third, fourth person to listen. And this week, punctuality carries a whole lot of marks. So this is where I'll be stopping tonight. I hope you got a lot. Make sure that you see this winning strategy and your pageant authenticity and your pageant proceeding, the last three classes, these classes, once you have it, once you've listened to it over and over again, my dear, you're grounded and you're ready for any pageant. Trust me, take it from me. So bye for now. We'll meet on in our roundtable class. See you guys, talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening. I wonder.